Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. It's been a minute, man. We back. We missed y'all. You did. Hey, hit your girl up. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And check out the whole squad at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Hey, we got that juice for y'all, man. We've been gone, but, man, it is what it is. We back. We here for you. Hey, we just got a great show lined up. Before I go any further, let's hit it up. Let's get this dynasty back on the line. My girl, Niecy. That dude, my dude, rap star. What's the word, baby? What it is?
Sunday, good. Sunday. What's good? 2020,
hey,
baby.
Hey,
what's
hey,
good? Cheers.
Hey.
We back, son. We back, son. Word
well,
up.
I feel like I done been around the world and back. Who was that, Sade?
Mm-mm.
Who sang that song? Tell me out. You might not know. Niecy, I know you know.
You know I can't think right now. Yeah, I remember the song.
She,
I just can't think who song it is.
Can't even think at the moment, man. Hey, you know what? Y'all think we don't miss y'all? We go on these breaks, man. We miss our peoples. Like, y'all family to us. Like, I'll be like, I get inboxes, I get calls, I get personal messages, like, what y'all doing, where y'all at, hey, y'all, like, what's going on, hey, we need just a moment, you know what I'm saying, because this takes a lot out of us, you know what I'm saying, so we have a little winter break, but we back,
uh-huh.
And it's like that, we missed y'all, like, virtual hugs and kisses and phone love, you know what I'm saying, all that, mic love, all that, we missed y'all, man. I hope, you know, y'all missed us like we missed y'all, but what's real quick, like, how y'all doing on, you know what I'm saying, how y'all doing? I mean, what's tell, did you
good.
Enjoy your holiday, did y'all get drunk, I mean, what's up, did y'all get gifts, I mean, how was your new year, happy fucking 2020, baby, it's a whole
man,
new decade.
Everything's good, you know, I for the new year's and everything, I've been kicking ass in the morning, taking names in the evening, you know, That's what I've been on. 2020 vision.
All right.
2020 vision. You know, I left in 2019. Now I got the perfect vision. I call that 2020 perfect vision. Look forward to anything and everything coming in the way. Yeah. Yeah. Next month will be my birthday, 29. I'll be the 29. And I got a magazine coming out.
Baby?
Not yet. Not quite. Not yet.
Close.
You know, I still
have
some way
to get ready. Get ready.
You know.
That's a different experience than Dirty 30 and beyond. It's like you step
yeah.
the threshold right there. You know what I'm saying?
You're about to be 60 years old. Come on now.
Word up. Word up. I got a magazine.
Yeah.
I got a magazine coming out next month. Music culture magazine. They picked me up for February, which is going great because that's my birthday month. And then, you know, of course, that's Black History Month. And of course, you know, I'm working on, you know, my LP called 90s Baby. So I got that coming out, you know. So everything's proper for, you know, February for the 2020 Perfect Vision, baby. Perfect Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Hold on. Real quick. Let's. Oh, shit. Guys. Yeah, all right. That's a one up. Okay. But congratulations, man. That's what's up. What's going on with you, honey, dear? You know they want to know.
I'm chilling right now at home, relaxing or whatever. I had a decent holiday. You know, kids bought a lot of gifts for me, as well as spending a lot of money on everybody. You know, kids, friends, you know,
right.
so on and so forth. I almost thought I was going to die when I did last 3 hours of cooking. But, you know, if you've been following me, you know. Yeah, you know, I've been suffering from some injuries from my past. So, you know, it was a struggle, but I did it. I was one child less. The one that really helped me the most in the kitchen wasn't here. She was out of town at her boyfriend's. So it was a little struggle, but I made it through. So I survived. It was hard, but I survived. And everybody seemed to be happy. They was eating to their heart content. And wanted more afterwards. So I got rid of that shit. They ate, and it was all good. You know,
okay.
And right now my focus is on 2020. Just started doing some new shit. Got plans for other new shit. You know, so trying to find out some more about this movie. But that's a whole nother subject that, you know, we're on the media blackout. I can say that until things are correct. But it's all good. You know, I got a lot of other things coming up. Undecided on AVN if I'm going to go or not. I can't say that. And that is, you know, in a couple of days, management telling me to stay home just so that my body could heal a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? The flight might be rough on me, but I'm like, shit, if somebody booked me, I'm out. You know, the flight's still going to be rough on me. So
ain't shit changed.
Undecided.
Going to get that bag.
Undecided. Yeah, I make it do what it got to do. Medication and take the meds and keep it pushing. I don't know.
What you
said? The best medication is a goddamn drink. The best medication is a fucking drink, okay?
Just like that.
A couple drinks.
Just like that. I did that before I stepped in the pit with y'all. Had to give me a couple of issues off right fast, you know?
Gives you all
the
things you need. But otherwise, you know, I'm just looking, you know what, I really, truly am looking forward to 2020 because I actually do have a lot of things lined up. You know what I'm saying? A lot going on for 2020, and I'm really excited about it. I just hate waiting on certain things. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait on the process, you know.
Right.
Let the process take its turn and, you know, things will work out. I just know that these things are happening in 2020. I just got to hold on and still keep living life on life's terms.
What you said, just like that.
And, of course, you know, I work regular jobs as well. You know what I'm saying? I still do what I got to do. Oh, no. And so life goes on.
Okay.
It is what it is.
What we're going to do right fast, we see, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody that I see, you know what I'm saying, y'all came back, y'all, like I said, we missed y'all, we ain't been on or whatever. Real quick, I see you, you know what I'm saying, 904, I'm coming for you, baby, and hey, you've been rocking with us, man. I see you, you know what I'm saying, you fell right back in, you know, come on, say hi to the people out there.
Hey,
what's up, boo, how you doing, man? What's up?
How was your holiday? Happy 2020.
Holiday was great.
Yeah, happy 2020. Good to hear y'all again. Hey, great show. All I did was just watch the playoffs, have fun, you know, party. You know, and it was great to hear have y'all back, man. I heard y'all last a couple of nights ago when India was back. So, just what's up,
okay,
man?
Okay. That's the House Radio exclusive.
That's right.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I'm glad. Hey, man, look, everybody, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man. Cause you know, if we have y'all here in our corner helping us out, then hey, it wouldn't be about nothing. Cause this why we do what we do, and we appreciate the people that listen on demand. We appreciate y'all for taking time to, you know, come in and chop it up with us. You know what I'm saying? Cause your time is valuable, and we appreciate you for spending some time with us. But I thank you for chiming in on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate it, man. Real shit.
Yo, and we appreciate y'all for having a great show. Y'all run a great show, and I love it. And y'all keep it up, man. It's a good idea, and I think it's hot, man. Y'all keep it up. I'm
all right, that. Man. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, that's what's up, man. Hey, that's much love, man. Hey, we love y'all. But we're going to take a real quick break. I don't see any Dollhouse announcements. I think they're switching it up. Like I said, it's, you know, new year, new shit. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in this player, and we're going to just go to – I'm going to go with what I know, because when I don't, y'all don't do me right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go where I know, man. Hey, they mad. That Lone Star Jay, let's get it. We're going to come back. And as soon as we come back, we getting right into that where they do that at. Lone Star Jay, they mad. Let's rock with y'all. Right here on Dollhouse Radio, baby. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. We got you. Repstore 412, let them know, baby.
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? Okay. Here's some shit where they do that at. Apparently, they do it in New York, in New York City. I don't want to butcher this guy's name. I'm going to take it slow right now. But this guy, his name is Yaroslav Suris. Okay.
Okay.
Now, check this out. I need y'all to follow me on this shit. So, okay, this guy, Suris, he's a deaf man. Deaf. Can't hear. He got a hearing, you know, he's hearing impaired. Okay, so what he's doing right now is he is in a civil suit. He's suing because he feel like he has been wronged. He has been discriminated against. And you're never going to understand who is, you know, who he feel like he's being discriminated towards. But he claims that he was being denied equal access to something. That something was access to pornographic movies, such as Sex Cop Gets Witness to Talk. And also, Hot Step Aunt Babysitter and Disobedient Nephew. Movies that are all porn.
Disobedient Nephew? What? Wait.
Yeah, so yeah, we this guy is into some incest shit. He's into the family. He's into the family thing. He's in the family affair, you know. So, you know, auntie, nephew, you know, somebody, you know, he's into that.
Don't ruin this for me, dude. Don't ruin this for me. Y'all, you a niece,
well,
man. Y'all do it every fucking time.
Well, check this out. Well, he's mad. Like the song said, he's mad. And the reason why he's mad is because he's actually suing the parent company of Pornhub, MindGeek. He's suing them because he feels like he's been discriminated against because a lot of these movies that he's trying to access has no closed captioning in the movies. So he's still slighted. Because he's deaf, he can't enjoy the pornos like he wants to. You know, he's trying to beat off. He's trying to squeeze one. He's trying to, you know, bust a couple nuts. But... you know, because he's deaf, he can't hear what the chick's saying, you know. For all he knows, you know, she be saying something, you know, sweet nothings and everything, and she talking about getting fucked in the ass. So he don't know what the fuck's going on. He just see motions and shit. He can't hear. He can't read what's going on, you know. Visuals just ain't enough, I guess. So he is in a civil lawsuit with Pornhub or MindGeek. For a matter of fact, but the president, actually the vice president of Pornhub, came out with a statement, and he did stated that Pornhub do have categories that offer closed captions. So where do they do that at when you got a handicapped person who has a hearing impaired? He mad as fuck because his favorite porno don't have the closed captions. He don't know what the fuck's going on. What y'all think about that? I know these guys saw this ever, but
well, not for nothing. You know, I'm gonna say this. I do understand. Like, as far as his fetish, I don't know about that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. But each his own. Really, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. I had a client some years ago, old as all motherfucking hell. His favorite thing was to tell me, wanted me to say, "Mama said." Mommy said, Mama said, eat this pussy. Mama said this. Mama said that. So I was, the first time I heard it, I was shocked. You know what I'm saying? But to be a deaf person and just say in general, I'm not saying his fetish about the auntie, uncle, mama, daddy, you know, sister, brother shit, you know, the incest shit that, you know, they do watch a lot of porn. My original regular people job, that's a deaf person who realized who I was because I dressed totally down. You know what I'm saying? None of my jobs require me to dress up. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to fit in. I go there for work. I go there. I don't need everyone to know that I'm Niecy Honey Dip, the porn star. You know what I'm saying? I go to my job to do exactly that, work. You know, so I'm in there fully, you know, dressed down, and it was a deaf motherfucker who realized who I was.
Wow.
And the only reason I know that is because he went to someone else who I was cool as hell with, but they didn't even know who I was, and asked them. And I kept wondering why everybody, they was staring at me. You know what I'm saying? And then the one that I'm cool with actually came up to me and said that the deaf boy believes that he seen me in a porn movie. And I'm like, oh, God.
Wow.
I'm busted.
Wow.
And then he starts saying, like, you know how you do the lip, the zip thing on your lip? And I wanted to say, well, nigga, you can't talk no way. But, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
by that point, I put my hand out, but a lot of them know sign language, so he gonna tell it anyway. So I put my hand out and shook his hand and said, yes, that's me. And he looked at son.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We're all, so
you know,
people can know we are all over the world. We don't just have to live in California. I don't know how many times I've had to say this, but we do have regular lives. You know what I'm saying? We do have regular lives. We do regular people things. I go to the grocery store my goddamn self. Hell, I might be shopping for your ass. You never know. You know what I'm saying? I wipe my ass myself. I brush my own teeth. You know what I'm saying? I go shopping and buy clothes myself. You know, I go to the gas company and pay my own goddamn gas bill. You know, we are all over the world. We are not just in Cali anymore.
Cali, yeah.
And that's hard. A lot of people don't understand that. They be like, oh, well, if you do porn and you a porn star, why you got a job? Why the fuck not?
Wow.
Okay.
Because I like money, but, motherfucker.
But you know what? It really is good to get a different perspective, because when you think about it, motherfuckers be like, well, shit, they just fucking. I mean, but you know what? Every fetish is different for everybody. I ain't gonna even lie, because me, honestly, when I'm watching a flick, that's, I call them flicks. That's my thing. When I'm watching a flick, I turn the sound all the way down. I really don't want to hear it. I just want to see the raunchiness. I turn the sound down. I don't want to hear her. Nothing. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear none of that. I just want to hear. I don't want her skin slapping. I don't want to hear none of that shit, to be honest. I just want to see the motion. I want to see the intensity. I want to see the flipping.
You like it quiet.
I want to see
you
the positions. I'm with dude. Like, if I was dude, I would be content, because I don't want to hear that shit. I just want to see the motions. I want to see the raunchiness, because I'm a nasty motherfucker. I want to see the raunchiness of it. I'm taking notes like, damn, that's a good one. That's a good position. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear you. I just want to see. So I guess it's different strokes for different folks. Hey, that fucks me up. That it's motherfuckers like that. I mean, what do you want to see? Like, what are they going to put? Like, mom, like, ooh. Like, what's
wrong
with it?
Like,
mom.
That's exactly.
It's like, grunt.
That's exactly.
Like, like, that's what they're going to put?
They put the word.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. And even, no, they'll have, you know, in quotations, moan in ecstasy, in quotations. That's what it will have in the closed captions. That's what it would do. You know, but I never thought about it that way. I mean, somebody who has all his faculties, you know, people who have all their faculties working and everything, we never really think about, you know, people who don't have that sense, how would they function on everyday lives? Like, you know, something simple like watching porn, it could be difficult for a person who can't hear the shit. So, you know, it's a perspective. But
straight up
real
different
quick,
strokes, different. No, because, like, that shit, that. It's just crazy to me. I'm going to tell the young man, like, don't get mad. I don't know. Like, to me, it's frivolous. This shit, for this year, can we stop with the frivolous-ass lawsuits? Like, something like that, you could have just wrote in, maybe left a fucking note, not a note, what's the thing, you know, a review. Like, people, like, let's not, for 2020, there's so much shit that needs to be tended to out here. Let's not bog down the system with frivolous bullshit. That's just silly. You're just looking for a check, and at the end of the day, your ass is still motherfucking logging on to Pornhub every other motherfucking night. Whether you can hear the shit or not, you're still logging on. So get the fuck out of here with that shit, and let's, y'all stop with the dumb shit for the dub. That's it.
Wait, how would you get a check from that, Niecy? How would you get a check from that?
The Americans with Disabilities Act.
What did you say?
Is that really wrong?
Like, how would that guy get a check from that? I mean, he's suing the company, right? So how is he going to get anything? I mean, the best that they can do is probably offer more.
Oh, he's going to get a check from it from here because they're entitled to rights. He will probably get something.
Entitled to what?
He'll, like wheelchair. There's no wheelchair access. He will get because they're entitled to it. When you did this, you're supposed to have thought about all of them. He's going to get paid from it. He will get something from it. You know, we may not never know much about it. They'll probably settle out and fix the situation.
But let me say, okay, that's so interesting. Niecy, Rob Star, don't even go into that next one because I really got something to add to this. Okay.
Word.
And I said this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had bash. Messed up my knee. My knee is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when I go certain places, I really honestly pay attention to that shit. Like, I'd be like, God damn, like you go some places that they don't have. I've gotten so accustomed to being able to touch a button or swipe my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go to the hospital, I swipe my hand, and all that shit just open sesame like I'm a motherfucking genie. You dig? Like, and when I go places or you go to a restaurant, I'd be like, God damn.
Still considered being disabled.
I'd be like, damn, this door is so fucking hard to open. You know what I'm saying? Like if a person came up in a wheelchair and they were unassisted, you're not – until somebody come along and lets you in, you're not fucking getting in. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I swear to God on my mama, I think about that shit all the time. If I swear – I did this last week. And it bothers the shit out of me. This happened right here in St. Louis. People really, really – listen to me, y'all. Take notes. Motherfuckers get really sensitive about handicapped spaces. I'm going to tell you why. This was last year. Well, not that long ago, because last year was just a month ago. But anyway, there was an episode here in St. Louis, Missouri, where a truck driver who was delivering a package pulled up in front of a business. Just, you know what I'm saying? And he pulled into the handicapped space. A gentleman who was entitled to the spot. Now the gentleman who pulled up in the company vehicle to make the delivery did not have a placard and pulled into a placard spot. The other gentleman who was entitled, who had a placard, shot this man. He shot him in the back. To this day, he is paralyzed from the waist down. They got into an argument over just specifically this incident. You know what I'm saying?
Shot the other person. The handicapped person shot the delivery person is what you're saying.
Strictly because he was parked in a handicapped.
So now
you have to
handicap too.
They did have a gentleman. I don't know the name of the business because if I did, I would set it out there. But they did have a gentleman who stepped forward, and because you know he was talking, he was on the news. He talked about his son and how he's sad about the situation. He can't go and run and play with his son and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man who stepped forward and redesigned his home. He was a contractor, and if I had the name, I would throw it out there because it was very commendable. He did it for free. He redesigned his home and made it fully handicap accessible from top to bottom.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all have to understand how this shit, like motherfuckers, different people take shit seriously. Like 2020, acknowledge other people, their feelings, how they feel, and the things that matter to other people. You might not give a fuck, but please acknowledge how things make other people feel. Let's do that for the dub, and that's some real ass.
I mean, you
shit.
Can
say that again.
You can,
real talk.
You can look at it as a positive note. That guy made him graduate for him to get the plaque anyway. so he could be legal.
We're gonna mute him because he's silly. ain't nobody gonna play with him. You know what? We just went bad. You know what? We're gonna take a break and we coming back to get into the hot seat. Man, Meek Mill's going bad because that shit right there that just went bad.
Yeah.
Weezy, out here.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Point shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, this shit is lethal, dawg. Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me what you gotta do. Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall to your fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it all day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway. Whoa. I can feel like 80 rats in my Mary's. Me and Drizzy back to back, it's getting scary. If you fucking with my eyes, just don't come near me.
Get out my way.
Put some bangs all on your head like Jason Terry. Richard Millie, cause a Lambo. Known to keep the baddest bitches on commando.
Salute.
Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go.
That's a Fendi.
For real. She said, oh, you rich, rich.
You rich, rich.
Bitch, I graduated, call me Ben Fish.
Ballin'.
I got Lori Harry on my wish list.
That's Lori.
That's the only thing I want for Christmas.
True story.
I been had my way out here, yeah, no, that's facts.
Fact.
You ain't living that shit you said, yeah, we know that's cap. You ain't got the ass in when you see me, no, I'm straight. DTOVO, we back again, we going fat.
Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved, I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall to your fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was Red Meek Mill going bad because, man, this shit went bad. I don't know what, man. Your boy Rapstar 412 is, he's going bad. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, let me real quick. This is a different dude than when we first started. Like, I don't know. We made, like, he's bad now. He didn't used to be bad. Now he's bad. Like, I don't know. I think we rubbed off on that nigga or something. I don't know.
But right, anyway, Napple.
Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one. You got something? You want to say something? We got you. Hit the one. Hey. So real quick. Okay, 2020, the Beehive is buzzing, baby, okay, because recently, well, for the 2020, your girl Beyonce, she has a new clothing line. It's accompanied and partnered with Adidas. It's called Adidas Ivy Park Collection, of course, named after her lovely daughter, Blue Ivy, you know what I'm saying? But recently, she sent out some care packages filled with her, you know, her new product, and, you know, sent it to different celebrities. You know, Reese Witherspoon, Janelle Monáe, just to name drop a few people. And apparently the Beehive was buzzing and really pissed off that she didn't
send anything to her fans. They felt slighted. They felt unappreciated that she would send, you know, her high-priced merchandise, which, I'm going to be honest, is a motherfucking mess from what I saw. But this is Miss STL. That's just my opinion. It looked like potato sacks that, you know. But anyway, I wouldn't buy it. It's probably high as hell. But the Beehive was kind of pissed off at her because they're like, well, we your fans. I mean, you didn't pick a fan or two or three and send anything out here. And we love you. We support you. I mean, where is something to give back to your fans? And no response from, you know, the Beehive camp or anything like that. But what do you guys, Niecy Honey Dip, you're branded in so many different ways, from motherfucking clothes to makeup to lingerie to the industry. What do you think about that? Because I know you have fans that will send you things, but you show love back by doing something for your fans. What is your opinion of how that situation was taken care of and the responses that they felt slighted as her fans? What do you think about that?
Yeah, she should have picked. I mean, to be honest, you know, she should have picked one fan and let them know, like, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to send you this, that, or the other. You know, someone who, because she do got consistent, you know, and they could have made it a contest or something. You know, consistent fans, you know, the ones that you see, the ones that as soon as she come on and say, put a picture up. You know, you got some of the motherfuckers, you're the first, second, or third motherfucker to make a comment. They, like, on top of it, diehard motherfucking fans. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a fuck if she sent them a pair of gloves. You know what I mean? A motherfucking T-shirt. The cheapest goddamn thing. I feel that you should, you know what I'm saying, look out for them. You know, that's my opinion. You know, and I got fans, when they do send me things, I do make little videos. I will make, it depends on what I'm offering at that time. I might make a little video, a private video, depending on what they sent me. I do use, if they send lingerie, I'm going to use that in a shoot. I'm going to use it on something that's going to be public. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to send them some private photos that no one else has. Not nothing busting it open, none of that. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for all that. But you got to show appreciation. You have to find some type of way to show appreciation. You know, because that's how you keep your fans, you know what I'm saying, loyal to you. I mean, you want them to keep purchasing your shit? Mm-mm. I seen some of the stuff. My daughter had it on her motherfucking Instagram. I was like, oh. To be quite honest, some of the things I feel like a 13-year-old could have made. Some of that shit looked like a 13-year-old could have made.
It's a mess. It looked like
maybe we just too old.
Alter potato sack. No, too old my ass. Did you see the people that she sent it to? They sent some correspondence, and I didn't see anything that was like, wow. The best.
But did they put them
on? She had
on
her damn self.
You know, is they wearing it though? That shit gets put in, get thrown in the basement with the rest of the shit that everybody else sent these motherfuckers. Because, you know, they get a lot of clothes, a lot of makeup, a lot of this, that, and the other. You know, when designers make things, they get a lot of stuff. She sent it to them because she wants them to buy it. But wouldn't you want your fans to participate in your garbage bag?
Them people don't give a fuck about them those clothes, because they have their own agenda that they're trying to push.
Yeah, exactly. But you have your base that they will go out the way. Say they checks up and go buy that shit. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with Nikki. When Nikki had her shit in, what was that, Kmart? Them motherfuckers was cleaning it out. I'm going to be quite honest. Shit, I was in that motherfucker trying to get shit for my daughter for Christmas when she was, you know what I'm saying, back then. Because they had all that shit in Kmart. I was there too. You know, because my daughter still is a big fan of Nicki Minaj. You know, so fans gonna support you more than them other motherfuckers that you work with.
What was that line that she had before, Niecy? That she had before. You can go to Macy's. You can go to City Trends. Like, these are the people that's streaming and buying your shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So know where you're fucking.
I got a pair
know
of jeans. I got a pair of jeans. I just pulled them bitches out, Darion, across the butt. I bought the motherfucking boots. I bought a pair of boots, white boots. I got a white leather jacket with Darion on it. I got the jeans. The blue jeans with the white leather going across the butt saying Darion. Like, I bought a lot of that shit. You know? So, some of the stuff is fire. You know? Yeah, them people ain't going in there looking for your shit. They really
Janelle
ain't.
Monae
they
is not finna walk in there to get that bullshit. Reese Witherspoon is not walking in there to get that kind of shit. And you do have to show. You need these 2020, y'all, like, storms, y'all, find your appreciation, but and show, start some. There are some stars out here who they get, even on their lives, I've seen it, like, and with his crazy ass, I love me some Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates will get on there and motherfuckers come with five stories like, I don't have no work. This one dude got on there, he was like, man, I'm living in a car. He was like, I got my little government phone. That's how I'm vlogging on. Because he was like, how you even on live? He was like, man, I got the hookup on this little phone. He was like, I just need some help. He sent dude like $2,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to show that appreciation. Even when you get to a certain magnitude, we know y'all doing y'all thing. Your husband is the first rap billionaire. We get all that. But don't, because the minute that lacks and that appreciation depreciates and people stop taking them fucking streams and all that other shit, that's it. That's it. That's what's making your money. You know what I'm saying? So, no, don't ever forget about the fucking hand that feeds you your beehive. Hey, your beehive is mad. The motherfuckers is buzzing because they was eating your ass up on social media about why you didn't get even, like, pick a person, just one random motherfucker. Like, hey, you know what? I need a quick fan appreciation. Let me pick Phyllis Knoll, Phyllis Metstein of Pennsylvania. I'm going to send you a t-shirt, a fucking jumpsuit, something. Just one person. You could have took one fucking individual, but you wanted to make a media frenzy about sending it to other rich motherfuckers that you see on the red carpet. That ain't it, mama. That's not it. I disagree with that move. Like, seriously. Like, that was, like, do better. Like, because the minute people start, like, the best and worst, what is it with advertisement is word of mouth. So when motherfuckers start, did you hear that? You know a motherfucker, that will kill your shit. I don't care how fucking big you are. That will still eat away at your pockets because a lot of them people was mad as a motherfucker. You better take a day, an hour, 20 minutes, and read some of those comments about how you made your fucking fan base feel. Real fucking talk. But anyway, That's neither here nor there. And on to the next one, because it's been so long that I went over into her time. I do apologize. But Niecy Honey Dip, oh my God, everybody wants to know what you're thinking. And Niecy is dishing the shit today, baby. She has got that fire in her belly about these kids, honey. Go ahead and sound off. Tell them what is going on. And what's the problem? What the problem is?
I don't know. You know, I've been thinking, like, I had a particular child. Love her to death. But she know I do. But it's
love
really
you.
Been on my mind. She know. Get on my goddamn nerves. But it's really been on my mind a lot. Like, you know, with children. And now I threaten my youngest about it. She's doing good. She got her own apartment in college. You know what I'm saying? A designer, you know, fashion designer. She do makeup, do hair, do all types of little shit. You know what I'm saying? She doing what she got to do. But my middle baby, listen, I have came to the realization that I got to start charging her rent. My kids are so used to just mama do it all. Mommy got it. You know, and it's not even just my kids. It's my motherfucking family, my brothers, my cousins, my this, my that. It's everybody. They got this.
You planted that seed, though.
Big sis gone, but I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I cut the cords with some of my brothers. I did that already. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you can't stay here when you get out of prison. No, you can't, because we tried that before. You was out here buying Cadillacs and motherfucking trucks for your bitches, 2-3 bitches, and this, that, and other. You ain't bought your nieces no motherfucking boots. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. You got the booster. You ain't, you know, put a bid in for your nieces, no this, that, and the other. So now you get out, you can't come here. I am not my father's keeper. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to take over because my father's passed away. That is not my job.
Right.
I did not fuck them bitches. I didn't fuck none of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had kids with nobody. Not no grown-ass kids, daddy motherfucking ages. But back to my motherfucking daughter. I am at this point right now. Like, I feel like, and I struggled with it. Because I know what she gonna say. Oh, you didn't charge such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? You didn't do this. You didn't do that. I already know what it's gonna be. You know, but, you know, I don't mind her coming home 2 or 3 days, even a week. You know what I'm saying? But when you come home and you bring baggage with you, like suitcases, but it's a person, and it's nothing personal towards the child, towards this other girl, her girlfriend. But I feel like it's time that, to make her more responsible, is I charge rent. I'm going to need to charge rent.
And
you know what I'm saying? Because I
use
electricity.
You got to pay the lady, period.
Exactly.
If they
but
anywhere else, they have to pay
the
lady.
It's way past time. Yeah. Oh, see, they go, like, right now, they're gone, which I'm fine with that. I don't got all that mess to keep cleaning up behind nobody listening. Pay the maid. I can, the same way I be telling her, pay your lawyer. I'm your lawyer. Pay the lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Pay the maid. Because that's how the fuck I be feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you clean, you do your dishes, and you half-ass wipe the stove off, but you ain't sweep the floor. The fuck? And I see all the crumbs. You're knocking the, when you wipe the counter off, you're knocking the crumbs on the motherfucking
floor.
Knock
the crumbs on the floor.
I be looking.
Like,
I don't,
you shouldn't have put that shit on a napkin.
Listen, the shit is crazy. I see everything, and I act like I don't. Same way I do with people in the industry. I see everything. I watch, I pay attention, I don't miss nothing, especially when it's something I'm invested in, and I'm invested into my home, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I invested into my family, my children, but at some point, you have to make a people responsible for themselves.
Just
and
what
at
you,
22
just
years
like
old,
what
I
you
have
said.
To make you and at 22 years old, I need to make you responsible. You know what I'm saying? It's time. And you know what I'm saying? And I struggle with that guilt feeling, but God damn it, now I feel like, fuck that. It's one thing when it's my child. If she came home alone, it would be fine. But she comes home with you know, her girlfriend and bring her home too. You know what I'm saying? What do you expect? I don't think that I would be really trying her rent if it was just her. Because when she came home.
No. But see, that's your mistake.
Because when she came home, listen, when she came home alone, it was never a question. Oh, Ma, do you need some money on electric? Oh, Ma, she seen me get the bill. She opened the bill. She'd be like, oh, the cable bill? Ma, you here? Ma, you know what I'm saying? So at that point, when it was just her by herself, she, Ma, when we going to grocery shopping? Here, you need this? You know what I mean? Volunteering. Now,
but
motherfucker, you brought a whole extra mouth in this bitch, and you don't volunteer 2 cents.
But 2020, you better tell motherfuckers, keep that same energy. That same energy
that's what
you had when that bitch ain't around, you have that same energy now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Keep
exactly.
that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
that's
that.
That's exactly what it's about. And that is exactly what's going down this year. I am not playing. You know, if it's for my benefit, it's different. Like if I'm sick or something or I'm out of town and I need you to be here, that's different. But trust, I ain't going nowhere for a month. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going nowhere for no whole motherfucking month. But when you come home like that,
You know, when you fall out with the with you know, they run back and forth from the girl family, this family member, that family member, then you got to run back here, which is fine because my babies know that my door is always open. All of them have a key. You know what I'm saying? I'm single as hell. All of them have a key. And if I don't want them to get in, they know I locked the screen door and they got a call. You know what I'm saying? They usually call regardless. I lock my screen door in a heartbeat. You know? In a heartbeat, you will be a doorbell ringing ass. You know, so, but at the end of the day, yes, I do feel that it's time that I start charging. And I hate to do it, but I really got to do it because
you gotta do what
I'm
you gotta
looking
do,
at.
Man. That mentality needs to be messed up for those entitled ass millennials, man. That's that entitlement shit. Like, outside of you, ain't nobody gonna do that.
The girl coming in with hair past her butthole. You know what I'm saying? You could have bought some toilet tissue. Let's keep it real. Here we go. Last month, they bought a 12-pack of tissue. First of all, you know that you're washing your ass. I had to get to the point and tell them, buy your personal needs. Stop stealing. And when I say stop stealing, I'm talking about out my bedroom. You know what I mean? My deodorant. I got like 5 or 6 different types of deodorant. Stop. She walked right past me, put my motherfucking deodorant on. Like, okay, stop stealing. Going through my little jewelry stuff. Stop stealing. She ain't looking for the jewelry. I got these little box things on my dresser. You know what I'm saying? With little knickknacks and little things, you know, little personal little things. You know, stop stealing. They think what's mine is theirs, and theirs is theirs, and we're not having it like that. So it's rent time. If you want to come home, you got to pay rent. Because I don't know, everybody else I know, their family charged. I don't give a fuck if it was $50. But when you bring a extra person into the household six times in the last 2 years, it's time to pay rent. So it is what it is. That's where I'm at.
I completely agree. I mean, as so, I was wondering, honestly, when the fuck you was going to get to that point, because I've been saying shit, like, because you so, like, you know what I'm saying, soft when it comes to your kids and shit, but motherfuckers will take advantage of you if you allow them to, especially your kids. You did your part. You clothed them, you fed them, you got them to adulthood. You did what the fuck you had to do. Past you instill certain things in them in survival modes, fight or flight tactics, you know what I'm saying? You did what you had to do. I feel like it's nothing wrong with that. It's way past time. Rap Star, if you had children, I know me, I would never just I couldn't in my conscious mind knowing that how good of a mom my mother was to me. Sit and lay up on her and watch her struggle and not provide. Anybody who has ever stayed with me in the past, you had to pay rent. You talking about $400 for a mother, for two motherfuckers? I had a motherfucking extra room. I need $400, $200 for this room for the month, and $200 for the common area. And then that was $400 a month. You got to pay to fucking lay. I cooked. I washed clothes. Hey, you got a load? I got you. Just put that shit down here. All I ask is don't leave me no soft balls or no crusty ass drawers. I got you.
Well, see, I'm not doing their laundry. You know what I'm saying? They could do all that. This is just for rent. You know what I'm saying? This is your rent, your electric, your gas. You got to pay for your personal private shit. You know what I'm saying? Your suit, your deodorant and all that. You know, your personal needs. Your baby got to leave my shit the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm creeping through my room to get my deodorant. I watch you put it on, and then I see you walk out my room with it. You think I'm not even woke, and I'm looking at you. Stop, and I'll be quick to roll over and say, stop stealing. And you walking, so I know you're walking upstairs with the fucking deodorant. So that your girlfriend could put it on, and it is a choice and a decision that I have had to struggle with, and I have made, and I'm just like sitting back and waiting for the day to come because I know they're coming back. You know what I'm saying? Not for a day or two. I know they'll come back for another month or 2 months or whatever. Get out of here. I know they'll come back for another 2 months or so. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine, but you're going to pay. You're going to have to pay. I can't do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel it. You know, I watch and I see everything that's going on around me, and it's that time. It's that time. Why, you know, until you're going to have to pay your landlord when you get another apartment.
Just,
you going
just
over
like
to your friends who hurt to the girl
just
family
like
house, people's house, and I don't get high. You know what I'm saying? I don't motherfucking smoke weed. You know, and if I do, it's going to be medical. You know what I'm saying? Or some CBD type shit. You know what I mean? But other than that, I don't do none of that. So, you know, they got to be around the people because they know they can't have everybody in their motherfucking mama. Well, they don't even ask. They have, you know, a friend or two might come by, but, you know, this ain't the party house. Will never be. You know what I'm saying? This will never be the spot where everybody partying at on a regular, you know? We ain't going to have cigarette butts put out
on
the fucking floor.
Do you think that's fair? If she, I mean, come on, grown as a motherfucker. 400, what you think, man?
But see, it's 400 because it's two of them.
It don't matter. I'm asking them a question.
I wouldn't be charging if it was just my daughter. It would be 200, but she come with baggage, so it's 400, 200 a piece.
I asked them,
and I probably wouldn't even charge my baby no rent if it was just her, because
see,
when it's just her, she volunteers.
Get the fuck. That's
what?
Man, whatever. Neat rap star. Do you
Yo.
Think that's fair for the 400? I had a motherfucker stay with me. I wanted four. I got 400. You got to the fifth, bitch. 400. Two for the common area. Two for the motherfucking for the rest of that shit. Two for your room. Because these days, if you look in the paper,
and
look on Craigslist, look on any of that shit,
room.
A motherfucking address, it's $400 for a
Listen,
fucking room.
I live in a
what?
STL. I live in a 6-bedroom house. I was already prepared and have been saying I'm thinking about renting out. You know what I'm saying? But then when they came back, it kind of limited what I was going to do. You know,
they're hindering your money. They are hindering your pockets, your fucking bag. And hold on. Wait a minute. Rap Star 412, answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair, bro? Yes or no? Like,
nah,
what's your opinion? I want it to
be. That's hella fair, you know, because there's people who stay with people all the time, like when it comes to family, you know, people stay with family all the time. And, you know, every person has like a family whore where, you know, they had a person stay and they didn't, you know, keep up their bargain. They might not have paid rent, but they could be like, okay, well, since you're staying here, you got to, you know, wash the dishes, or you got to run an errand. You got to do this.
That.
You got to do that. You know, the money situation,
see, the reason,
that's...
Yeah, I thought about that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I didn't want to do that.
But I agree.
The girlfriend don't do
see,
shit,
that's,
so that's what keeps the purpose.
That's the whole thing. You know, I agree with Niecy when she said, you know, if it was her own child, she probably wouldn't more than likely, you know, charge her rent because that's her child. But since that she's bringing another person in,
bill.
It's a bill, yeah. But you know, nine times out of ten, you know, there's
she just pays stuff without me asking. Is what I'm saying. When it's just her, when she has
right.
the girl with her, she acts. She's not paying the thing. She's not like, Ma, I see you got the ledger because I put the bills. They know it's right there, on, you know, on the little thing on the table. They know this. So it's an instant. All my kids know this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she'll be looking and sitting at the table and will grab the bill and look, Ma, I seen your bill is such and such, such, such. Here, Ma. You know what I'm saying? I see, Ma, when we go grocery shopping, here you go.
Well,
you know
that's
what I'm
probably,
saying?
That's probably,
I don't see none
yeah,
of that. I can see you
that's
coming
with
in
her.
Eating.
That's with her. That's with her just, you know, when it's just y'all two. But now, like, you know, she would be compassionate on that end. You know, like, Mom, what you need? You need this, you need that. But since she got a girl, now her compassion is her girl. She going to try to make sure what her girl needs, you know, got deodorant. Oh, Ma, she got deodorant somewhere. You know, I'll go get you some deodorant. Oh, you need this, you need that. Oh, Ma got it. We don't need to do nothing. Ma got it. Just that and the third, you know, just putting it off like that, that's not fair. And if there was an extra person staying there, of course you would have to charge. You know, if it's your baby, you have the option to, if you want to or not. That's your option. But you're not going to be taking care of other motherfuckers that, you know, just happen to string along. Like, that's not cool. They should, you know, help do stuff too. You know, there's a lot of people who end up in that situation where they have people, well, like I said, you ain't do this or you ain't do that. That's how motherfuckers get kicked out every goddamn day.
Every day.
When somebody gets
every
kicked
day.
Out, if somebody gets kicked out, you got to know that somebody wasn't doing their part. I had a homie that was, was in my dorm. And I remember it was him and his girlfriend. They're in prison right now, I guess. I think they're on death row right now. But anyway, I had a homie where it was him and his girl, and they were moving from place to place to place. The girl was 8 weeks pregnant, and they both was a little mental, but that was, like, actually their downfall, for real. But they were moving from place to place to place, and every place that they went to, they can only stay about a certain amount of days because – one wasn't doing this or one wasn't doing that or one was taking advantage and this, that, and the third or something like that. So when it got to me, I had them in my college dorm. I'm not supposed to have anybody in my college dorm except for me, and they got to sign in. But I took them in and said, you know what, y'all can stay here for a couple of days. I'm going to go and I'm going to see what I can do. Before they came, I used to cut people's hair for $5 a head. So that week I had two heads, I had $10. Two fives. So when they came through, I said, you know what? After class, I'm going to go down to the gas station, get the newspaper, look at some classifieds to see where y'all can go and different places like that. I go to my dorm, my $5 is missing. Now, when they came, they both were broke, didn't have two red cents to rub together. All of a sudden, his girl's in my dorm. I can't find my homie. He goes to the store and buys a pack of cigarettes. Now, how do you get that? You ain't had no money. Stealing. You know, I had, you know, I went to Costco's and I had the 24-pack of bottled water. And I had the Minute Maid tea and the Minute Maid lemonade. They took all of that and made lemonade, all 24 bottles without my consent. They had oatmeal, ate me out of my oatmeal, left me with, I had peanut butter and jelly. They ate all the peanut butter and left me the jelly, no bread. You know what I'm saying?
Look her.
So, the things that go on, you know, they wasn't paying rent. I was at a college dorm, but they took advantage, you know. If it was my boy, I wouldn't have had that problem because he knew not to text me. But because he had his girl there, there was things that he was doing that I never would have thought he would have done, like steal that $5 from me. He never
Look,
did
y'all.
That before. But because
Look
he got
her.
A girlfriend and she's with him, he changed.
Nah, Christ. Look here. Let me tell y'all, motherfuckers. Cause we finna motherfucking goddamn me go. Look, we missed y'all, motherfuckers. Look, and let me tell you something. You better motherfucker call me, you motherfucking, and don't stay with me. Don't call. Don't inbox me. Don't DM, PM me. Cause motherfucker, let me tell you something. You let me tell you, motherfucker, you raggedy motherfucker, something. Hey, you're a bill, bitch, and I'ma need you. I don't give a fuck who you are. You could be fucking, you could be fucking Jesus knocking on the door. Even Jesus had a skill. That nigga turned water to wine. I'm going to need something. You're not just going to come sitting up and chilling and don't do nothing. Any motherfucker that have ever, and I have housed some motherfuckers in the past, and they know, anybody who have ever come and stayed with me, you either had to put something in that house. I don't give a fuck. I drove motherfuckers to the motherfucking office to get them some stamps. I need that car. That shit's coming in here because you eat her, you sleep her, you shit her, you all of that shit. I need them. You ain't selling a motherfucker. You got me fucked up, or either you paid the motherfucking rent. Take your pick. I don't pick your poison. Let me tell you something. Don't come to me thinking that you finna lay the fuck up. I don't give a fuck if we sucking, we fucking, we flicking, we click. I don't give a fuck. Ain't none of that. You got to have something to bring to the table if you want to eat with me, and I'm leaving it at that. We love y'all. We out of this bitch. Our time is up. We gone, and we see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Love
same
y'all.
Bad time. same bat channel. We missed everybody. Tell them how to get at you, and then we out. Niecy, what you got, mama?
I'm Niecy Honey Dip. I'm Niecy Honey Dip on all social medias. N-E-E-S-E. Honey with one Y and Dip with one P. On all social medias, bookable for any and everything, hosting, parties, clubs, whatever. You can book me through my manager. No, you cannot book me through me. You have to go through the manager. Nope. Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And it's like that because people fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Please be ready for that deposit. You know? And that's about it.
Yeah. Boy Rat Store, you can hit me up either a few places. My first Facebook, Cameron Cortez. My second one, Cameron Cortez the second. That's Roman numeral 2. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rat Store 412. Doing a lot of, haven't been on it, but I'm starting to, you know, tweet and everything like that. Yeah, I got a little boring, but I'm starting to tweet a little more. Hit me up on my my YouTube channel, Rat Store 412. Be on the lookout for my next magazine coming out next month. Music Culture Magazine, Rap Store on the front. My birthday's next month. And what else? Oh, yeah. Working on my LP, 90s Baby, with the leading single, 90s Baby, on it. So, you know, a lot of things is coming. STL Rap Star collaboration coming soon. It's going to be crazy. It's going down. 2020, perfect vision.
Hey. Keep your eyes and ears open. We all got projects, so just stay tuned. Get at us. We out.
Yeah.
I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cause, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cause, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cause, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go.
If you ain't talking money, man, I just can't hear ya. And less than 50 on the whip game, I can't hear ya. Talking my money, yeah, that's a tall order. The price is always right, the streets, they call me Bob Barker. See, I got stacks on me, money's my own.